promised me, but you don't understand. I won't be here when you wake up again.
Good day, citizens of Super Earth and our brave Helldivers. I'm Rick Bones, stepping in for Joe Turner on GNR 107's Wartime Bulletin, which I am proud to announce I will be hosting going forward. Joe will be back in the studio next week with our wartime update, but let's get you up to speed with the latest frontline updates. Today's bulletin is packed with critical updates, so let's dive right in. Victory on Heath. Helldivers have successfully defended Heath from the Terminid threat. The remaining 11,418 troops are now being redirected to other critical fronts. Super Earth extends its deepest gratitude for your unwavering service and dedication. We also have an impressive update from Virilia 5. Helldivers liberated the Pentafactory from the Automaton menace and repelled a fierce attack on Angel's Venture. This operation showcased incredible coordination and resilience, with Helldivers splitting their forces to simultaneously achieve victory on multiple fronts. The newly acquired Emancipator exosuit is now being distributed to all Helldivers, a testament to our engineers' ingenuity and rapid response. First up, Operation Enduring Peace has entered its final phase. Helldivers are now deploying to the surface of Meridia with the mission to eradicate the Terminid supercolony. The plan involves deploying partial payloads of dark fluid across the planet. Once a critical mass is reached, the dark fluid will accrete into a super-dense mass, triggering total planetary implosion. This bold move aims to destroy the hyper-reproductive Terminids once and for all. The fate of the galaxy is truly in the hands of the Helldivers. In other news, SE Command has announced that the Orbital EMS Strike Stratagem is now available for all Helldivers. This open license allows for rapid deployment and enhanced tactical flexibility in our ongoing battles. Make sure to integrate this powerful tool into your strategic planning. As we prepare for the final assault on Meridia, let's remember the sacrifices made. Our heroic Helldivers have cleared the path to the Terminid supercolony. Now the toughest task remains landfall on Meridia. The deployment of weaponized dark fluid is underway. This is the great battle of our time. That's all for today's Wartime Bulletin. Stay sharp, stay lively, and stay informed. This is Rick Bones, signing off from GNR 107. Until next time, Helldivers, keep fighting the good fight. Now back to your music.
The torch of freedom is passed hand to hand. From one thawed hero to the next. They may bear it for 1 hour or 1 minute, but there is always another to keep it from going out.
Here's a tale of a battle grand, a daring soul, the bravest in the land, with hearts of steel and strength in hand. In the second galaxy war we make our stand, for freedom's fight, for liberty's call. In the stars we rise, never to fall. Just a legend, a ghost. The devil sought him from coast to coast. He found a warrior fierce and brave, ready to fight liberty to save. The devil said, if you dare to take a chance, I'll make a bet in this cosmic dance. You'll fight well, but give the devil his due. I'll wager your forces, cause I think I'm better than you. Stand tall, Helldiver, stand through the call. For democracy, we'll give all. In the stars, our battles rage. Write history. Gods descending, through the sky we dive. Super destroyer above, keeping hope alive. We land in fire, and the devil bends the knee. For liberty conquers all, for all to see. The devil bowed his head, beaten and torn, as the divers entered cryo to hell, my earth is sworn. Stand tall, Helldiver, stand through the call. Knowing he's beaten by the diver.